Hello everyone, I'm Alison Aplin and I'm here to introduce the May edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Tim Edwards is here with me, ready to record our every word, and we're joined today by Dorothy Sneasby, Neil Haverson and Tony Stimpson. David Clayton will be appearing with his usual slot as well. The editors of Let's Talk, Angie Kennedy and Terry Redhead, are starting in quite a serious and sober mood this month. So here's Angie to echo what a lot of us are thinking and feeling just now.
We know that, like us, your news, however you like to receive it, via television, newspapers, radio or websites, is currently dominated by the war in Ukraine. We also know that you would not expect to be inundated with more news of that nature in a publication such as Let's Talk. But at the same time, it's impossible to ignore the scenes that we see on our television screens, and it's impossible not to feel for the people of a very proud country. As for the politics behind the war or invasion or whatever you want to call it, that's for others. But we, as decent, ordinary people, cannot fail to be moved by the plight of the Ukrainians, and we cannot fail to be full of admiration for their bravery. We have to ask ourselves how on earth this situation has arisen. Regardless of the rights and wrongs, arguments and counter-arguments, it is so shocking that such atrocities can take place nowadays. Just look at how fantastic our world can be in 2022. We can, as I did just a few weeks ago, speak face to face via a computer screen with people just about anywhere in the world. I conducted an interview with someone based in Melbourne, Australia. For decades, we've been able to put humans into space and onto the moon. The technological advances throughout the world in the past quarter of a century have been amazing. We can go about our day-to-day lives perfectly well these days with just a mobile phone as support. Most of us now carry out our work from the spare rooms in our homes, thanks to technology. We have many thousands of the most intelligent and accomplished people keeping us alive longer and healthier than ever before. Medical advances to treatments continue at a phenomenal rate. Young people, despite the current economic situation, have more opportunities than were ever able to be afforded to us older generations. And yet, despite the superb advances in almost every aspect of our daily lives over the past decades, we are allowing atrocities, death, destruction and evil to flourish in Eastern Europe. People with far more brain power than I could ever possess are commonplace. So why can't they and we sort it out, and quickly? All we can do is share the agony of the Ukrainian people and support them in every way possible. No one should have to suffer what they're going through. So let's donate to local charities doing their best to help with money, clothes and other necessities. Let's show our support for Ukraine and for its people at every opportunity. It is the least we can do, other than to pray for their survival.
Thank you very much, Angie, and we'll be hearing more from you as we go along.